Well, connecting people to nature, as you said, is the theme of the World Environment Day 2017. And it gives us the message to get outdoors and into nature and to appreciate the beauty of nature and its importance, and to take forward the call to protect the earth, which we share and depend on. Moreover, this year's themes invite us to think about how we are part of the nature and how greatly we depend on it, and to understand about the relationship between mankind and nature.
What, in your view, should government and civil society and the ordinary citizen reflect on?
Well, in any country, it is both the responsibility of the government as well as its citizens to work hand in hand for the protection of environment and sustainable use of natural resources. First of all, the government needs to have proper legislation on environmental protection, along with appropriate policies and bylaws. And in this regard, the government, I would request the government that they need to turn the draft environmental bill into law, which is currently in the Ministry of Justice since 2015 for the review. In addition, the government needs to establish appropriate institutional mechanisms to implement this law and take initiative to build the capacity of the staff at the national, state, county, and Payam level. The other important role I think that both the government of South Sudan and CSOs can play is the awareness raising of people on the importance of environmental protection and wise use of this country's natural resources. Moreover, the government, in collaboration with the NGOs, CSOs, and other development partners, needs to initiate community-based environmental protection and natural resources management projects, because I think the government at this stage doesn't have the resources as well as the capacity to protect the environment and its natural resources. And it can only be possible through the involvement of local communities. And in all these efforts, one should not forget women, as they play a bigger role in the use of natural resources. As a citizen of this country, I think it is the responsibility of common men and women to avoid, for example, polluting the water they drink, the air they breathe. They can discourage the illegal trade in wildlife and poaching, protect the wetlands from further deterioration, plant more and more trees, keep their homes and neighborhoods clean by not throwing or dumping garbage or plastic bottles everywhere.
Okay. What kind of intervention is UNEP providing for environmental protection
in South Sudan?
Yes, in South Sudan.
Okay. UN Environment or UNEP is present in South Sudan since 2009. And since then, it is working closely with the government and other stakeholders in the areas of environmental governance, forestry, and waste management. In this regard, in addition to awareness raising and capacity building initiatives, UNEP, for example, provided the technical support to the government in drafting the first national environmental bill. It helped in preparation of the National Climate Change Adaptation Action Plan. It also helped in preparation of waste management strategies for some areas, as well as it is currently working on the preparation of South Sudan's first State of the Environment report, as well as South Sudan biodiversity strategy. In addition, UNEP is planning to start projects in the near future on building the community resilience towards climate shock, provision of early warning system for natural disaster, alternative livelihood, reforestation, enhancements of national parks, to attract tourism, and addressing the issue of illegal wildlife trade and poaching. That is a grief, summary what UNEP is doing currently in South Sudan.
What message do you have for the day?
Well, my message on the World Environment Day to the citizens of this country is that first of all, they need to think about how they are part of nature and how greatly they depend on the nature. Secondly, they need to understand that they have one of the blessed countries in Africa with rich natural resources. And these resources are the life support system for them and their families. So my request will be to please, please use these natural resources wisely, both for yourself and the generations to come. That is my message.
Thank you very much, Khan.
No problem. Welcome. My pleasure.
Okay.